It's 68 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Matt Carvin, the Executive Director of the Dream Center of Wilmington. Matt became the Executive Director of Dreams a little over a year ago. One thing he's been focused on since he started is the completion of a remodeled performance space that's connected to the Dream Center. It's called The Garage. Thank you so much for joining me today, Matt.
Thank you, Gina.
It's great to have you always. And always something exciting going on over at the Dream Center. Now, Matt, for folks who don't know about the space, this is a new space that Dreams has been in for just a couple of years now. And tell us about The Garage, which is the new part of the building.
Sure. Yeah, the garage at Dreams is the second half of our building. We have a 10,000 square foot building that the city leases to us for $1 a year. Pretty sweet rent, I think. And the second half of that, as I said, is the garage. It's a performing arts, multi-purpose community gathering space. So the first half of Dreams is where all our kids come in after school and take their classes and different art programming. And the second half is where we're going to be able to showcase those kids. Because, as you know, art was never meant to sit in the classroom. It was meant to be showcased and shared with the world. And that's what the second half of Dreams, the garage, is all about. Not just for our kids at Dreams, but for the community at large to come in and also have a space that they could do everything from a gala to a volunteer appreciation party to some Shakespeare.
And folks who want to find out about the garage, you can find it online at dreamsgarage.org. And this is on the north side on Fanning Street.
Yeah.
And it's a great location. Is it 5,000 square feet?
Yeah. It's just under 5,000 square feet. And,
just under.
You know, it's interesting. It was built in 1939, and I just found some great photos, thanks to you, on the State Archives of the building back in the WPA era when it was built as the bus repair garage for New Hanover County's buses. And so there's a lot of that history still there, the big doors that they used, the big trusses on the ceiling that they used to jack up trucks. Those are all still part of it. We didn't get rid of those in the renovation.
Yeah, it's a neat use of that space over there because those warehouses were just really not doing anything for mm-hmm. quite a long time. And now they're classrooms for students learning all different kinds of arts. And now this garage is really exciting. And I have been in the space. It's not finished yet, though. What else has to be done in the garage?
Well, we got our certificate of occupancy. So the construction part of it is done. But what we really have now is a gorgeous state-of-the-art room. So the things that make a room more than a room, that's where we're at right now with mm-hmm. our capital campaign. The top-of-the-line theater equipment, stage, curtains, pipe and drape, lighting, LEDs, all that kind of stuff is, mm-hmm. is where we're at now, trying to make that space usable in the multi-purpose sense.
Sure. And Live Oak Bank said, hey, this is a great thing. We want to get involved. And that's kind of the big news of the day. Anyone who's interested in the Dream Center or in performance spaces in town would definitely want to know about this. Tell us about Live Oak Bank.
Well, I mean, as a lot of folks in town know, Live Oak Bank has always been on the cutting edge of pretty much everything that they do, including their community involvement and their philanthropic giving. And so it's a recently new partner for Dreams. They what the garage is going to be doing as far as bringing different constituents in town together in the north side is something that they see having value. And they decided to give us a matching grant of $25,000 up until February 14th called the Live Oak Challenge, which is a neat thing that we've been putting out in the press. Every dollar that folks out there give to Dreams for the building campaign to buy us those great things, the fun things like stage for our kids, to lights, sound, that kind of stuff that will really make this room important for people to use. Live Oak will match dollar for dollar, and so people's gifts go twice as far.
But there's actually a deadline.
There is. There's got to be a sense of immediacy to it. And it's you're right, February 14th, Valentine's Day, because I guess Live Oak Bank loves Dreams, and the feeling is certainly mutual at this point.
So through February 14th, every donation towards the Live Oak Challenge for Dreams Garage is matched by Live Oak Bank.
Absolutely.
Up to $25,000.
Yes.
And, of course, we want you to get all of that $25,000 from Live Oak Bank. That's so generous of them, and it shows just the support, because they only support good stuff, Live Oak Bank.
That's true.
I must say.
They're savvy folks.
Yeah. Now, the garage has already gotten a lot of attention. It's already been used. It's already being used, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
It's it still needs all those things, but it's being used in the best way it possibly can. And folks are already inquiring about using the space, which is going to support the program even more, the Dreams program even more.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's been great. I haven't been advertising it at all, but every weekend it's been booked so far. It just shows that there is a need for this kind of space in the community.
Sure. Well, it's a flexible space, and we don't have a lot of flexible space anymore in Wilmington, flexible performance space. But this is going to have theatrical lighting. You'll have a stage. You can rearrange the space in any way that you like. It's really large and open.
Mm-hmm. Where, yeah, we've got a catering-ready space. And I think importantly for people, we've got 100-car off-street secure-gated parking, too. So that huge headache of parking, obviously, is a thing that venues oftentimes worry about. We don't have to worry about that as much.
Right. If you'd like to find out more about the Dreams Garage, the website is dreamsgarage.org. And you'll find stuff there about the Live Oak Challenge and about what's going on in that space. And there's some photos there and some video on the Dreams Garage. And all the kids there are excited about it, I know, as well. For folks who don't know about Dreams, could you just give us a brief overview about the work that Dreams does and why they even need a garage?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Dreams is a nonprofit organization that uses the arts to better children's lives, particularly children that don't have access to the arts or don't have access to the kind of opportunities that other kids have because of financial problems. So we inundate them with artistic opportunities. We have 30 different types of classes, from stained glass to hip-hop dance to musical theater, pottery, guitar lessons. The idea is just to give them every single opportunity that they could possibly desire, and in the end, to have them graduate from high school and to go to college because of the confidence and the things that they've learned about themselves through exploring the arts.
And Dreams has been around now
almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Yep. Matt Carvin, executive director of Dreams, and he's getting Dreams in tip-top shape with its own performing space. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Gina.
Absolutely. And again, you can find out about that Live Oak Challenge for the Dreams Garage at dreamsgarage.org. It's 12:06.